Well, the beginning of March in Oklahoma brings the wind, but it also brings the WASDA report. So, Kim, what was in the WASDA report this week?
Well, not much was in that report. No surprises at all. You look at U.S. wheat, 836 million bushels. The same was last month and exactly what the analysts were projecting. You got corn, 1.5 billion bushels. No change from last month, but slightly below the analyst projections. And soybeans at 119 million bushels. Just the same as last month and the same as was expected. If you look at the world, there were some minor changes there, but no surprises. You've got wheat at 11.1 billion bushels ending stocks. That is no longer a record. It's about ties the record. It's down 111 million from last month. Corn, 1.3 billion bushels. That's up a measly 45 billion from last month and about what analysts were projecting. And soybeans at 3.1 billion bushels, no change from last month, and the same as the analysts were projecting.
So if there's little to no change in supply and demand, what's going to cause cash to prices to change in the market?
Surprises in the market.
So what kind of surprises?
Well, if you look at surprises, when the wheat comes out of dormancy, we're wanting to know how much winter kill there was on the wheat. I talked to producers, it's growing rampant right now. However, we could have some surprises there. We could have surprises in the weather and precipitation. Availability of fertilizer and other inputs. I've talked to producers, there's a shortage of fertilizer now for top dressing. That could cause an unexpected event to wheat and lower yields. You've got exports. I think that's the big key to our prices. Is China going to come back in the market? Are exports going to remain strong? We've got the dollar, the value of the U.S. dollar. It went down for several months. It's been coming back recently, and that damages and hurts our exports. And then you've got the March 1 planning intentions report. We could have some surprises in it.
So you mentioned China, shifting outward into the world wheat production. Is there any news that's coming up there?
On China, right now it's just a wait and see situation. China's backed off on corn, beans, and wheat purchases. The Brazilian crop and Argentine crops are being harvested. Nobody knows what China's going to do right now. And I think China plays it close to the vest and will continue to do so.
So has your price expectations changed at all given this information?
Oh, maybe a little bit. Remember, the last couple of weeks I've been cautious about prices. Wheat prices have backed off about 50 cents. Corn has continued to go up. I think that's a little bit of a surprise. They're up about 20 cents. Soybeans at $11.90, up 40 cents, just minor there. So yeah, I'm still nervous about the market. I'm still positive for soybeans holding. Corn looks like it's going to hold pretty good. Wheat, I'm still nervous about those prices.
All righty, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.